Hello, Orchard. This is Mr. Schwartz coming to you from parts unknown, Indiana. As we kick off our first day of remote learning, I thought it would only be fitting to be with all of you using perhaps the one medium best suited for our current situation, the Principal in the Pod podcast. Included in today's pod, I'll read a tender and charming story that aims to amuse listeners and prove that not every book needs pictures to be engaging. I'll also share some ideas for learning activities the whole family can take part in. And finally, I'll share some incredible fun facts and conversation starters with you. But before we dive in, parents, this message is for you. This weekend, I came home from a brisk walk around the block to discover that my youngest child has taken an interest in mural art. Channeling his inner Keith Haring, or perhaps more of an abstract Banksy, my youngest had used a Sharpie to decorate his door and wall. This incident got me thinking. Sometimes we're so bogged down by our own pressures and the amount of stress that modern life loads on us that even the slightest mishap by one of our kids can send us over the edge. Or at least it did in my case. So here are three things to keep in mind always, but especially over the course of these next 2 weeks. First is that most of the work that I do as a parent isn't between me and my children, it's between me and myself. When my kiddos go into full-on tantrum mode, how I respond really determines whether the emotional storm will subside or if I'll incite a full-blown tsunami. We cannot control everything that our children do, but we can control our own actions. The second thing to remember is that children thrive when they feel connected and understood. When our kiddos feel safe, their brains are actually better able to regulate their emotions and follow your guidance. And finally, remember that little people rebel against force and control, just like us big people do. If our children feel connected to us, they'll be open to our influence. That influence can extend to some help around the house, or it can extend to commissioning an entire wall's worth of mural art in your living room. No matter how you influence, it always helps when everyone's on the same page and working together.
Welcome to Mr. Schwartz's Storytime. Please, make yourself comfortable, sit back, relax, and enjoy this story.
Today I'll be reading The Book with No Pictures by B.J. Novak. This is a book with no pictures. It might seem like no fun to have someone read you a book with no pictures. It probably seems boring and serious. Except, here is how books work. Everything the words say, the person reading the book has to say. No matter what. That's the deal. That's the rule. So that means, even if the words say, "Blork!" Wait, what? That doesn't even mean anything. "Blorf!" Wait a second, what? This isn't the kind of book I wanted to read. And I have to say every word the book says? Uh-oh. I am a monkey who taught myself to read. Hey, I'm not a monkey. And now I'm reading you this book with my monkey mouth and my monkey voice? That's not true. I'm not a monkey. Yes, I am a monkey. Also, I am a robot monkey. What? And my head is made of blueberry pizza? Wait a second. Is this whole book a trick? Can I stop reading, please? No? And now it's time for me to sing you my favorite song. A song? Do I really have to sing a... Glug, glug, glug. My face is a bug. I eat ants for breakfast. is right off the road. What? This book is ridiculous. Can I stop reading yet? No? There are more pages? I have to read the rest? My only friend in the whole wide world is a hippo named Boo Boo Butt. Boo Boo Butt? And also, the kids I'm reading this book to are the best kids ever in the history of the entire world. Oh, really? And these kids, they're the smartest kids, too. Because these kids chose this book even though it had no pictures. Because kids know, this is the book that makes grown-ups have to say silly things. And make silly sounds like... Oh no, oh no, here it comes. Glurga wookie, magroomfadoo, aye, aye. Brug, 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 oof, oof, blaggity, blaggity, glibbity, glabbity, glabbity, glibbity, beep, boop, eee, badoingy face. Oh my goodness. Please don't ever make me read this book again. It is so silly. In fact, it is completely and utterly preposterous. Next time, please, 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 choose a book with pictures. Please. Because this is just too ridiculous to read. The end. Boink. I didn't want to say that. There's a lot of information circulating right now about free online resources. I thought it would be helpful to share some practical ways to approach more analog work in your house rather than digital. So here's some suggestions for things that you can do that don't necessarily involve a computer. First, if you have perler beads at home, you know, the little things that end up getting stuck in between your toes when dropped on the floor. Well, besides tickling the bottom of your feet, perler beads provide a great way to work on fine motor skills and development. Another thing you could try is letter writing to a friend or to a relative that you haven't seen in a while. Perhaps you're more inclined to help around the house. Baking is actually a great way to bake in some math practice into an authentic experience. It's also a great way to teach patience, and it has potentially yummy payoff as well. Board games are another way to make learning fun. Some that come to mind off the top of my head are Bananagrams, Zingo, Trifacta. They have these mashups now, like Twister Scrabble. Mad Libs are always fun for everyone and people of all ages. Boggle, the list goes on and on. Speaking of games, there's also card games that can be used to reinforce skills. You could simply use the cards to practice math facts. Flip two cards over, find the sum or the difference. War is like the original math card game. There's also a spin-off called Fraction War. In this version, you would deal two cards, a numerator and a denominator, then determine whose fraction is the largest, and the winner keeps all four cards. If you're looking for other fun card games to play, or maybe just fun card games to say, there's Spit, Spoons, and Scat. Coincidentally, Spit, Spoons, and Scat is also the title of the bluegrass album that I'm working on. Some other authentic learning experiences could include interviewing or researching more about your family or a family member. You can build with popsicle sticks or Legos or just natural materials that you find outside. Maybe you've experienced this yourself, but children are often more interested in the packaging than the toys that are contained within. So loose parts play is a great way to have students explore their own curiosity and creativity around the house. You can go ahead and create genius hour or passion project time. Have your child brainstorm a list of things that they're passionate about or interested in. Have them generate a list of questions related to those topics. And then they can narrow in on one of the questions to explore and research more about. And finally, they can create something that either addresses a problem they've discovered or simply share out what it is they've learned with other people. Encourage your child to put on a play that's based on a children's book. You could even do it after dinner so that it has that evening performance feel to it. My final recommendation would be to go into the closet and dust off those old puzzles. Maybe there's a 1,500-piece or 5,000-piece puzzle that you've been waiting to do. Maybe you've been a bit intimidated because the puzzle is just a picture of a pile of leaves that are pretty much the same shade of brown. Now's a great time to give it a shot and see if you can do it. There's so many different ways, yet engaging ways, to interact with learning and knowledge and new ideas. And these are just a few suggestions for how you can do that around the house or in your everyday life. And now it's time for...
Did you know?
Maybe you're looking for a cool fact to impress at a dinner party. Maybe you're tired of being the last person to buzz in when you're playing Imaginary Jeopardy. Or perhaps maybe you're just interested in learning something you did not know before. Whatever the reason, Did You Know is the quickest way to access exciting, intriguing, or just plain strange information. Did you know that it's impossible to hum while you're holding your nose? For the same reason you can't exhale while you're holding your nose and closing your mouth, to make the humming noise, you have to pass air through your larynx. And you can't do that when no air can be exhaled. Did you know that the national animal of Scotland is the unicorn? Scotland is famed for its love for and long history of myths and legends. So it's really no surprise that a fabled creature like the unicorn is Scotland's national animal. Unicorns have been linked to Scotland for hundreds of years. Did you know that the northern cardinal is the most popular state bird? Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia all picked it as their favorite species. Before we go, I wanted to leave you with a question that you can discuss at the dinner table this evening. And that question is, if you were going to visit another planet, what three things would you bring with you? And why would you bring those three things? I'm excited to hear some of the answers. Well, that's it for this episode of The Pod. I'm inspired by all of you and would love to have your natural curiosity and wonder help drive the next episode of The Principal in the Pod. So Orchard students, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on our next episode, there's a link included in the description of this podcast. If you click on that link, it'll take you to a Google form where you could submit a question that you're wondering about. My hope would be to reach out to folks in the Orchard community to see if I can get you some answers. Parents, be on the lookout for Dr. Helvey's weekly COVID-19 update email coming your way on Wednesday of this week. Thanks, everyone. I miss you all very much.